down in Smith earlier today. And at the end of the lunch, we had lunch at the Hartford Club. Mm-hmm. And I went down to the garage. Mm-hmm. And there's this huge gray stretch limo down there in the garage. And the window goes down, and there's Chester, Diane Fogg. He's got sunglasses on. There are three or four women in the limo. And he doesn't even look at me. He continues to look forward. He doesn't even look out the window at me. The window slides down. Looks in. He says, "Let me tell you something, my friend. Let me tell you a little something, all right? You make the jokes about me very funny, but you continue in this way, I'm going to do a better funny joke about you. Your head's going to be inside a Purina One bag." And in the window, he goes,
"That was amazing.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried he could talk.
He never gets out of a limo or anything like that.
Yeah.
Why
didn't he go to lunch?
He was chilling. He didn't have the limo very often. He's getting more and more paranoid. More and more afraid of contact with the outside world. Much more comfortable. You know, has a bulletproof glass. And cap-proof glass, too, also. Caps can fit in.
Word has it he is maybe obtaining some hostile vacation homes or anything like that.
I have not heard that. I wouldn't be surprised. Clearly, all that Tommaso vacation money is looking for some place to go. I'm looking for an outlet, a way to express itself. It's cramped right now.
Mm.
Anyway, as the show progresses today, I do want to say a little something about Jane Fonda.
Well, that would be great.
And because I was listening to the Buddy Show today, well, first of all, Buddy and the...
I've been hounded to. We have stuff we're giving away.
The car is in. Why don't you just move that merchandise?
Okay, I don't have anything with the board. I forgot the name of the book. Clark Smart, Kids Smart.
Yeah, that has to do with that.
Clark Smart for adults, kids, dogs, and anyway. If you call now, and you call number five, call number six. You can either way, too. 5 and 6, 1-800-953-1080, 1-800-953-1080. You'll win. Then I'll copy this 12 book. And you'll be at where, Borders tomorrow, 6 to 8 tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll be on our show tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing many shows at this radio station. And I'm coming in here, if you come in here, to kind of take the lead with this, because you're like, I'm not familiar with Clark Howard. You're a regular listener to the show. I'm going to just, maybe you can sit here in my seat and I'll sit over there.
Just whatever.
I'm sure you can get a dialogue a little bit.
I'll
be very, very quiet.
I'm still kicking tomorrow. It'll be fine.
I'll be quiet as a mouse. Because I actually never really listened to Clark Howard's show. But I understand it's excellent.
I think
it's very good. You learn a lot.
I think so.
Well, let me begin with this. Those people who are interested in Jane Fonda's Slips and Papers story, I would recommend that they go to the website. We just said a lot of emails. Slips.com, it's a great nonpartisan website where they investigate all kinds of stuff like this. And they've also posted in the most serious accusations that Fonda turned over Slips and Papers, because they're given tour by American POWs, are untrue. So those names in the inflammatory email categorically deny the events they're supposedly part of. First, it's a figment of somebody's imagination, says retired Colonel Larry Kerrigan, one of the servicemen mentioned in the Slips of Paper incident. Kerrigan was shot down over North Vietnam in 67. Did spend time in the POW thing. He has no idea why the story was attributed to him, saying, "I never met Jane Fonda." Mike McGrath, president of non-POWs, has also just come forward to explain the story. Because it's an internet hoax. So, Steve, I don't know if you're still listening out there. It's not a true story. Now, what was your, did Jane Fonda be ashamed of what she did in North Vietnam? I would say,